You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. The last interminable. I can't say interminable. It's an easy word to write down. It's not.
Game week.
The last interminable. I can't bloody say it. I wish I hadn't put it in. Interminable. Am I saying it properly?
You know, this is all going in. Yeah.
Interminable.
Game week.
The final interminable international break of 2021 is over. Yes! Sound the bells. Celebrations start here. I mean, I don't think there's another international break for 4 months. I've seen people saying there's not one for 4 months. But by the way, welcome back to Game Week, the fantasy football podcast of choice for you, dear listener, with me, Matt Dyson, and him, Dan Pryor. Dan, I read there wasn't an international break for 4 months, but there is, isn't there? But there are no European teams taking part, and it's like at the end of January, so it's not even that far away. I can't believe it.
Yeah, a little 2 weeks break, but fixtures.
But it's just purely international, and then it's FA Cup, so there's like a massive 2 week gap in fantasy football, isn't there? From I think the 23rd of January up until the 8th of February. It's like a winter break from fantasy football. Is what we're having. We didn't ask for it,
but we all need it.
We didn't ask for it, but it's happening, you know. So, anyway, we're back because this episode, we did one the other week, didn't we? And nothing's really happened since then, Dan. So I suppose now we're just boarding the old tactics truck once again. Back insider. Ah, it's lovely. The former vehicle of Andy Townsend from Is Dead on ITV. Just walk in here, Dan. You're already there.
Hello. Yeah, I thought I'd... I'll sit here and wait for you.
That's
what I change.
Oh, that's it. I'll just turn the engine on and beep that horn. Hey, there we go. Still purring away nicely, isn't it?
It's amazing, isn't it? 6 years of care and attention, that little beauty.
We're on the tactics truck. Dan, have you got any tactics to talk about?
Well, we usually just use the tactics truck as a sort of metaphorical way of looking at the upcoming game week.
That's true,
which begins... At 12:30, no Friday night fixture this week on BT Sport. It's Leicester. The Foxes take on the Lions of Chelsea.
Oh, yes.
Chelsea with Lukaku back in training.
Ah.
I saw.
Is he back? Do you think he'll start? Maybe as a sub?
I don't know. He did a little tweet. I guess he probably a game to start on the bench, isn't it? I'd say he'd done too badly in his absence.
Yeah. I'll probably get rid of Havertz when he goes, I think. Havertz has been a funny player for me. I don't really have that much confidence in him. I don't think he has that much confidence in himself. Sort of crisis. I think him, Havertz and Timo Werner, I'm not sure they were great signings for Chelsea. And I've had both over the time of FPL.
Havertz, he scored the winning goal in the Champions League final.
Yeah, I know he did, but I still don't think he's a regular goal scorer. I'm looking for a regular goal scorer, and I'm not sure he's that guy, is he?
I tell you who's taken a bite out of my FPL season with his, since I brought him in, is with his uselessness has been Mount with his dental problems.
Oh yeah, I know. Mounting, yeah, he must be sorted now. I mean, he had the operation to remove his wisdom teeth weeks ago. Now, if he's not playing against Leicester, there's some serious issues going on with his gums.
I know. It's a shame they're not playing Everton, so he could be up against Colgate.
Colgate.
Colgate,
right? Wow, I thought you were going to make a joke about toffee man, toffee sticking in his teeth. Yeah, you went for Colgate, sounding like Colgate. Again, you can buy that pun as a non fungible token, £5. So help yourselves if you want it forever. It can be yours.
Do you think he'll do that floss dance if he scores?
Oh, amazing! Yeah, that's great. Have you got any more dentistry based ones?
I've heard that he's been getting some serious participating back in the fitness drills.
Good, yeah, nice, excellent, yeah.
He could do the dentist chair, the Gazza celebration.
Yes, he could do. I mean, yeah, he's because they're modern Premier League footballers take hippie crack all the time now, and that's what dentists use, isn't it, as a painkiller. So it's quite a common
gas,
nitrous oxide, yeah, AKA hippie crack. People use it for recreational purposes now, but it's officially used to numb the pain during dental operations. So he probably did have some, but so many footballers you see with balloons now.
Do you use it to numb the pain between game weeks?
No, I don't, no. I drink instead. I turn to alcohol instead.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, I don't really.
That's normally would be a good place to have a sponsor.
Beer 52, yeah. But I don't think Beer 52 would like the association with numbing out pain with their craft ales. I'm not sure that's a good look for them.
Well, I will probably be extracting Mount from my team.
Are you going to give him one more week? Is he gone? Is he gone for this?
No, I think he'll be gone, I think. I don't like this.
Well, you say you think.
Anyway,
have you made the transfer already? Does this mean you've made the transfer already?
No, I haven't. It's been, do you know what? It's been the least price changing sort of international break of the three. Yeah. Normally you think, I'll save my wild card for an international break. This one, there's barely been a thing happened. There's a couple of no-marks gone down in price. There was a couple at the start, but
yeah.
If you were saving your wild card till now, because you were thinking my money's going to go up and down, I know you're not into that, but to increase the value of your
squad. You're always watching the markets, aren't you? And the markets are quiet. It's weird.
Not the break to do it.
What I find weird is my goalkeepers, who are both out, like Ray is out for months and he's still at the same price that he was when he got injured.
Maybe you could ring the folk at FPL while we're here to see
the
why
FPL chips could
case.
Explain. Yeah, well, sorry, it's great to be back in. I'm in a studio. Sorry, we should explain. And so finally, we can access some of our sound effects. So yeah, let's see what the chimps can have to say about it. Yeah, why is his price not gone down?
Why is Raya's price not changed, FPL?
I'm not getting anything from them.
Is it because not enough people owned him and they've then sold him?
But I thought quite a few people did own him. Yeah, but I'm sort of, because you know I've got two keepers out because Sanchez is also suspended. I'm thinking of just maybe not having a goalkeeper this weekend.
Oh yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think about that? Then save up for two changes next week. But
his price has dropped. It dropped to 0.1.
That was before Raya got injured. That was the game before.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, that was before he got injured.
That, when that happens, it doesn't always follow through that you get another one. But yeah, no keeper. I've tried
He's
that
still
before.
Got 6% ownership as well, right? A lot of people, I think they're all the Dorais from accounts who are just don't even know
dead
he's injured.
Dead teams.
Yeah. And me, who's just holding on for the sake of belligerence. Robert Sanchez has still got 21% ownership, despite his. But he's only he's back next week, isn't he? I think.
Okay, well, I guess you just missed the points you'd get against Villa. But
it's not so bad. I mean, this is the big thing is all the new managers coming in, and it's a weekend of new manager bounces coming up potentially.
Well, I mean, Leicester Chelsea's unaffected by that. Is anyone you after from Leicester? I mean,
no,
I'm a
Leicester
bit worried
a bit
about
funny
my.
At the moment. I'm finding that.
I mean, Chilwell.
Yeah. Against his old team.
Rocky Patch.
Against his old team, of course. Chilwell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could come back to haunt them.
But they got that got Man U. It's a couple of games that you're not sure he's going to deliver in, but I'll hang on to him.
Yeah, I would.
But Villa Brighton's a game then. So Sanchez, you're thinking you won't have him, and he won't be missing out too much on points with Villa and their new manager.
Stevie G's first game. It's a big one, isn't it? At home to Brighton.
How would you have felt about him going to Forest?
I mean, I wouldn't have been. I'd be wary. That's all I'd say. Although he's got, because you know when Rooney went to doomed Derby County, I knew straight away that that wasn't going to work. But then I think Stevie G's had a bit of a track record of some success, so I think he seems to be a bit more of a sharper scouser than Rooney, perhaps.
Do you know? I dreamt last night I went to Ibrox. I wonder if that's some sort of omen. So, I was supposed to be going to a match or something with some family, and I couldn't, and friends, and couldn't get tickets. And so, as a substitute option, we went to a little look around Ibrox. How weird!
That's a weird dream. Yeah, I'd love to go to Ibrox.
Maybe that's an omen.
Old Firm derby. It'd be amazing. What a great atmosphere it would be.
Wouldn't you rather be in the whatever the Celtic ground's called? I forget.
Celtic Park.
Yes.
I'd take either, to be honest, but yeah, I don't know. I just like...
I was putting you in a little...
Yeah, I'm not taking sides on that debate, thank you.
It's not like you love Rangers.
No, not at all. I have friends who support both, you know, so I stay in the middle. I try and stay neutral.
Did you know my wife's family is from the people that created Celtic? It's along the lineage.
Oh, really? Oh, back to Ireland, does it?
Sort of, yeah. There's a statue of him. He basically invented Celtic.
He invented Celtic. Wow. Did he patent it?
I'll make Celtic.
I think there should be a team called Celtic. Did he invent the green and white hoops?
I don't know the entire details. I don't know.
I mean, you didn't get this sort of analysis on Andy Townsend's tactic truck, did you, back in the day?
Well, are you after from Villa with Gerrard and his bounce? I don't think I'd have wanted Gerrard myself. I thought that was a sort of strange appointment, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Villa shouldn't be any major bother because they've got so many good players and they had a pretty good season last season. I mean, Martinez will be back from his clean sheet in Argentina against Brazil.
Yeah,
which saw them qualify for the World Cup, so that was nice.
Good. You've done your international
undefeated
break
as
work.
Well.
Yeah, but I think Brighton are quite hard to break down. I mean, who is the reserve keeper at Brighton these days? Because I think defensively they're still pretty sound. I don't think the goalkeeper's the main part of Brighton's defensive soundness. Sherpin, is he going to go in goal? Gel Sherpin. I've never heard of him, to be honest. And then they've also got some like Jason Steele.
Yeah.
He might sharpen them up a bit, yeah. But you've got to fancy Villa to get a win in his first game. But I'm not signing any Villa players for this one, certainly. Are you?
No, I'll keep my eye on proceedings, obviously. And their fixtures are a little bit nasty at the start of December. City, Leicester, Villa. Don't fancy that. But
yeah, City, Leicester, Liverpool. Yeah, that's a really tough run, isn't it? That's not a time to have them.
Watkins' price is coming down nicely.
Because I think Watkins has looked like he's about to return to some sort of form, but and Ings is out for a while, isn't he? So unknown return date.
And then I always harp on about him, but they keep waiting for Bailey, whose price has also dropped to... show someone that form
he looked like he had on his I think McGinn's looked all right this season. I think Villa looked okay. They were just quite unlucky in front of goal, and I think it was a bit too early to get rid of Smith, as we mentioned before.
I saw a graph that showed what supposedly they ranked what position teams are supposed to finish in likely this season, and then showed who had played what teams, and by that stat, Villa had the hardest games of anyone so far this season.
Right, interesting.
They'd played all the Spurs were the second, I think, or second or third as well. So there's two teams there that maybe now the fixtures are turning might be in better.
It seemed a bit early for them to sack Smith. But then, you know, that I think...
Well, it's a bad run.
What is it, their American owner, Villa's American owner, has got links to Gerrard through Liverpool or something? They've got some sort of connection. They're like old mates. And you wonder whether the owner's pushed it through, going, right, look, we've had a few defeats. Let's switch to Stevie G now, because that's what I want. But, I mean, who knows? Who knows? But speaking of new managers, Dean Smith's departure from Aston Villa, he went away on holiday. What, he went to New York, didn't he, or something, to spend time with his family?
I don't know what he's been
up to. And in the space of a week, he got a new job and is now starting at Norwich. He's not messing about. Amazing. Delia Smith.
Well, that was good. That was better than getting Lampard. Yeah. Probably.
Yes, definitely.
I don't know what that was all about.
I know, yeah, Lampard would have been a dodgy signing, surely. He's not the man you want. He's not the firefighter you want in a relegation battle, is he, surely? And also, I think his net worth is bigger than Delia Smith's net worth, I think I read the other day, which is would be a bit awkward, wouldn't it, when he's much richer than the club's owner. Like, she'd be going
that
to
doesn't
him.
Seem fair.
She'd be going to him for a loan to buy new players and stuff like that. But Delia Smith, D. Smith, has signed another D. Smith to manage Norwich.
And I wonder if they'll be getting each other's mail.
Yeah, it could get confusing down at Carrow Road, in the mail office at Carrow Road. But I think Mr. D. Smith could do a decent job. I think he'll get some reaction first thing from Norwich, I reckon.
Does that mean you're on the lookout for some Norwich players?
You know me. Oh, Pookie, is the party about to restart? I think it might be. Oh, that's the FPL bosses. Sorry, here he is.
Timu, Pookie scores good goals and some that are fluky. Timu, Pookie scores good goals and some that are fluky.
Pookie. Yeah.
Three goals. Three goals. Score against Brentford.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Southampton, Wolves, Newcastle.
I think a couple of them have been pens, have they? He's not. I'm not saying he's back to his best yet, but with this new manager and the games, the games are green. But Southampton at home, Wolves at home, they're not massively easy, but they are potentially winnable for a new manager. And then Newcastle away, before a bit of a tougher run after that. But you know,
but Southampton won't be easy, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't get Alan Armstrong, because he's come in with an assist and a goal the last couple of weeks. Not mega points, but he's only 5.9.
He's so cheap.
It's still in the affordable range. Southampton's fixtures: Norwich away there, yeah, then they got Liverpool, Leicester, Brighton, Arsenal, so they're not the greatest in the world, but they've not looked too bad this season.
No, they do look alright. I think, yeah, since the manager's started wearing more formal attire, sort of, he looks like a presenter on Top Gear now, doesn't he, wearing his waistcoats and shirts.
Livramento's one of them at the end of the season I'll be like, that was one of my worst signs.
He's been one of the bargains of the season so far. I've still got him. It says he's got a knock, 75% chance of playing, but I think that was a while ago he got that knock. I think he'll be fine.
Anyone else catching your eye? I mean, Walt Prowse is due back from suspension. Oh, he was already back from suspension, tell a lie, but he's got a knock. Redmond with a knock and Brozier with a knock.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens with Brozier when he comes back from injury, if your man Armstrong's doing so well. And Shea Adams scored for Scotland again, didn't he, in the international break? So it could be interesting. They've got... It's a nice headache to have, isn't it, for Haasenhüttl.
When he's at his best, he is assisting and scoring,
exactly. Lest we forget. But I'd fancy a Pookie goal in D. Smith's first game in charge of the Canaries, surely.
Was that a little random sort of Poppy Day reference you just threw in there? Were you supposed to have a
no, what
silence?
Was it meant to be? What was it? What did I say?
Because you said, lest we forget. And we're right slap bang in the middle of the...
It wasn't. I was just saying, lest we forget the lyrics to your brilliant song about Shea Adams, that's all. Maybe it's something in the air, Dan. Maybe it's, yeah, I'm seeing lest we forget so often. But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Dismal tribute.
Really dismal tribute, yeah. But I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah, by a poppy, etc., you know. No, I wouldn't say it wasn't intended that way, Dan, but it was purely accidental. So I'm not going to sign anyone for Norwich yet. What about maybe I should sign Tim Krul? I've got a goalkeeping crisis, so I'm on the lookout for a goalkeeper. Three games, I don't think Dean Smith's going to tighten things up at the back. I think they're still going to concede. It's just sort of scoring goals, which is the problem for Norwich, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they look basically like relegation fodder, don't they? I mean, he might make them better, and he's got a good chance of getting promoted next season, but it looks like another year up, year down.
Tim Krul's had a couple of nines so far this season, but that's about it. He's not done anything else. And he, you know, we all know he's got penalty saves in him. 4.5 million, I think it's a bit of a stretch. I think that they're not going to concede any goals in these games, surely.
So you're as... had a new manager bounces Palace this season away at Burnley next.
He's doing really well, isn't he? Vieira's doing excellent.
Vieira versus Dyche on the touchline. That'll be interesting.
Oh, yes. Tasty, tasty stuff. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I've still got Conor Gallagher, another one of the bargain signings of the season. And when we look back on it, he'll be certainly one of them. 5 points. Have you signed him yet, Dan? Stay off him.
No.
Really. Just, yeah, keep clear of him and Livramento. They're my guys, you know.
but, Livramento's not your guy.
That's
ridiculous.
My guy. Yeah,
I had him before you had him.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. We might have to look back on the records on that one. But, yeah, I think... Conor Gallagher's doing well. I mean, the two strikers are doing all right as well for Palace. And I never thought I'd say that about Benteke, but he seems to be okay. He's getting a lot of chances, obviously, and then Edouard as well. But
it was a really good result, that against Wolves. I felt like that was a kind of, which one of those two teams are having a better start to the season? Obviously, Wolves had a great start to the season, but Palace being at home... I don't know, that was quite a good result. A little bit of a surprise in a way, and they've done... They've done well, haven't they? As you say, Gallagher doing well. Their fixtures are still pretty rosy all the way through
Christmas. And Eze's on the verge of returning to fitness as well, you know, and he looked really good, didn't he, last season? But you know, it's sort of easy does it at the moment with him. I don't think they'll start with him, certainly. They'll probably put in maybe a substitute appearance for Eze. That could be worth a shot, 5.9.
Well,
Mitchell is a good defender.
Remember Mitchell last season?
Yeah,
cheap bargain, but he's an... three scoring weeks in a row there, two clean sheets and an assist. So
worth a look.
He was always good bench fodder.
That's why I'm also thinking about my goalkeeper problem could be Gaiter. Gaiter could solve my goalkeeping problem.
Yeah, his price crept up this week, though.
It has crept up, so I must not be alone in thinking that, which is annoying because I've now lost out on that 0.1 because I should have signed him at the end of last week's episode and then I would have saved myself 0.1. And I know, watch the pennies, Dan. You'd be annoyed about that, wouldn't you? Be reason enough not to sign him. 0.1 million. Ooh, that's going to make all the difference, isn't it?
Another player whose price has crept up, and not because of scoring performances, but obviously people are just seeing what's about to happen, is Wilson for Newcastle, home to Brentford. He's someone that I've definitely got my eye on with the fixtures and the new manager bounce. And, you know, just... I mean, the only thing is it's a bit short-sighted because then you hit December, mid-December, they got Leicester away, Liverpool away, City... Man U. Everton away isn't a red. I don't know why that's a red, but it's a little bit wobbly when you get into the festive period.
You're right. It's those ex-Bournemouth players, as we touched on the last episode, that you know he's going to start with. I mean, he's definitely going to start with Fraser because Fraser hasn't had that many, but surely he's definitely... Oh, no, maybe he's injured, actually. Has he got injured playing for Scotland?
Oh, he's always injured. But didn't Fraser... He refused to play.
Yeah, they fell out towards the end.
So.
Yeah, they fell out towards the end, possibly, behind the scenes.
Wouldn't you really be thinking, you're really gone? Like. I don't
know. Maybe.
Like that,
who knows?
Got relegated.
But he's also a player that's performed for him over many seasons and done very well for him. And, you know, obviously he was advised by an agent to do what he did. Yeah, if I was going to sign any Newcastle players, it would be Wilson. So Maximan almost seems like a Steve Bruce guy. He loved Steve Bruce so much that maybe he brought out the best in him. But he's interested to see how it goes with how things develop.
It'd be interesting if Willock, because he went out of favour the last sort of four or five games and wasn't starting so much. And he was disappointed. Remember last season everyone had him because he kept scoring game after game when he was on that loan. Now the move's been made permanent. He doesn't seem to be doing it as much.
Tony's at the Last Chance Saloon. Ivan, have you still got him?
Oh, Brentford.
If he doesn't score against Newcastle...
I've got too many changes that I'd want to make.
I feel like he might finally score against Newcastle, though, so I don't want to leave him out. I'm worried about leaving him out now, even though he's had this fairly decent run of fixtures and not done anything. I still feel like he might... God, he's not done anything for so long. I mean, if it wasn't for the Newcastle game, he'd be gone. Yeah.
Just bench him, maybe. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That
don't want to bench
situation.
Him.
I've got him and him, Bueno. Yeah.
He can easily score against Newcastle. Are you going to start with both of them or what?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not happy
You're
about it.
You're being very cagey about your signings this week, which is unlike you. But I mean, well, I think the big story, Dan, Liverpool aren't playing till the evening kickoff against Arsenal, 5:30. But the people are saying that Siskmas has come early for a lot of fantasy football managers because of the Andy Robertson injury. But I don't think the Andy Robertson injury is as bad as first thought. He did his hamstring playing for Scotland, didn't he? And then everyone's like, oh, it's going to be like the start of the season when Tsimikas, or what do you call him?
Tiskmas.
Merry Tiskmas. He is going to be playing a few games, but it looks like it might just be one game that Robertson's going to miss. Yeah.
I mean, what a situation that would be if a 3.9 million defender was going to play like a nice run of like eight games.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't want to wish ill of Robertson. I know he's your boy when I have Trent, except for you've gone back on that this season.
Yeah. I go on current form. Yeah.
It would have really freed up some money in my team.
So I know, made a move exactly. To get him in my eyes lit up when I thought that, because I missed out on...
Why did your eyes light up? You never had him.
I know, I missed out on the Tiskmas party at the start of the season, so I thought, great, I'm going to get involved with this time round, but not if it's only for one game against Arsenal. It's not worth it, is it? But yeah, like
unless you're one of them who's going to play their wild card in like January, like the first, then you could probably afford to have a defender that never plays and just raise some funds.
Yeah, but 3.9. If you're going to buy a 3.9 defender, he's the one to go for, isn't he? Certainly, he looks really good. And he gets assists when he's playing as well, doesn't he?
Couple injuries, aren't they? They got Firmino out, they got Elliot out, Jones out, Cater out, Henderson and Mane are doubts, Robertson, as you say, Gomez is still around.
Oh yeah, Firmino's out for a while,
injuries
isn't
there. Yeah, well that should mean good news for Jota owners.
You'd have thought so. Yes, actually, that's a really good point.
Origi was, I didn't really hear a lot about it, but his goal against West Ham in that
lovely goal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Really good goal, yeah.
Divock Origi,
so maybe he'll get more.
Whenever he does come on as a sub, he sometimes, you know, he often scores big goals, but they never seem to want to start with it. In the
4.9 million, I mean, yeah, it's just someone to have half an eye on. I mean, I know a lot of people have got three Liverpool players already, but yeah, it's just wonder whether the service for Salah in the absence of Firmino and possibly Mane might be a little bit dried up. It could be the start of bad things.
Wow, for Captain
Not
Obvious.
That I won't be keeping him.
Well, I mean, in the last two games, he's only got assists, hasn't he, in the last two? So, I mean, already there's a sort of downward trajectory for Captain Obvious. But
Aubameyang currently fit. That was all nonsense about him not being fit to play at the weekend. Smith Rowe obviously made his debut, scored for England this week, and Saka did all right as well in that match.
These England games
kept a clean sheet, had to make a good save.
Absolutely pointless, these England games, aren't they? Now, I mean, come on, they've a great Harry Kane's goal scoring record, isn't it amazing? He's playing Albania and San Marino. Come on.
Don't you stop being one of them.
Come on, I'm one of them.
Lineker scored against
I know, they all say.
Rooney, do you know how... So Kane got four in one game.
Rooney never did it in major tournaments. He only ever did it in qualifying.
Rooney played San Marino four times. Do you know how many times he scored?
How many?
Four. So King, Kane even, not Joshua King, or Ledley King, Kane in what 60 minutes did what he'd done in
and because there was a few penalties in there as well. I mean, it's just Dan, let's hope that it translates into the Premier League. So he's had this really morale boosting seven goals in two games, so he goes into the Leeds game at home. Are you signing him? 12.2 million. Are you signing
him? It's
amazing
what happens,
or does
when
he still have this
tomato ketchup?
Yes, that's all it is. That's all that's happened, the changing condiment. That's what it was all about. That's where they all went wrong. All they needed to do was switch up the condiments.
He's another one whose price went up.
Well,
even though he hasn't done
look at the fixtures. Leeds at home, Burnley away, Brentford at home, Norwich at home. That's why I got Son in for these games. But, I mean, surely...
With no disrespect intended.
Surely Harry is going to be... He's going to finally start scoring, isn't he? Even you, I mean, I know he's been in some sort of malaise since the whole transfer talk, but and like he's only scored one. It seems weird to say, but he's only scored one goal in the Premier League. It's insane.
He seems very happy with the Conte appointment. He's sort of come out and started doing interviews and stuff, saying how good it is. So.
Oh, he's happy now, is he? Okay, let's hope that's reflected in his performance. I am tempted to sign him again.
Yeah, me too, but I'd probably have to ship out Vardy to get him in. I'd have to make a big big move to get him in, and I'm not convinced by that. And then I'd also need to change someone in midfield probably to afford it, and then that makes me wonder who to get midfield. And I think, what if I doubled up on Spurs? What if I went and got another one, like Moura? But I wonder if Moura's going to play anymore.
Any Moura? Sort of
recall for Stevie Bergwijn, who hit the rewind button on his fortunes when he scored the goal, got Holland into the World Cup finals.
Nice.
In the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Very good hit as well.
Lovely hit. I mean, I could swap Ronaldo.
Big injury news,
I could swap Ronaldo out for Harry Kane. Yeah, what, Romero was the big injury news, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you were bigging him up the other week.
What it is yet.
Yeah, and he's gone off, hasn't he?
But that could mean an opening for Davies is already playing, but maybe Rodon or Davison Sanchez.
Does it mean more likely games for Davies at 4.4? Always been a decent fancy performer.
He likes having that sort of a thing, a defender-y fullback kind of guy, because then he knows they can go forward. As I said in the last episode, him, Royale, and
Regular.
Forward.
Keep me regular
during that match.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on Davies as a bargain buy, actually. Yeah, but I do like. I mean, regular. It's decent at five.
Against Leeds. Leeds, they still haven't got Bamford back. And by the time Bamford's coming back here, I mean, they're about to get a sort of Chelsea, City, Arsenal, Liverpool fixture.
Can you drop Rafinha, though? Poor as Leeds are, can you drop Rafinha? I don't know if you can.
No, and I don't know who was selling him, why his price has gone down.
I don't know, it feels like he can score against anyone, couldn't he? Yeah, so it's a real... real struggle for me to know what to do with my team, because there's just so many players banging for me. But the thing is, like, if I just don't know whether to play Tony. That's my big quandary, because I'll stick with Antonio.
Do you have any Arsenal players?
Antonio, did you see his goal for Jamaica? Lovely goal.
I did, yeah.
Oh, absolutely amazing, wasn't it?
It's funny how, like, scoring against the USA is all right, but scoring against San Marino isn't. It's basically the same level.
I think USA are a bit better than San Marino. They've got a slightly bigger population to pick from, I would suggest.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, it's got a lot to do with it. How many good footballers are
China
per head?
Amazing. China won the World Cup. How many times?
China are better than San Marino. I mean, you are stretching this a little bit, Dan, to be honest.
Well, I might just be slightly playful from our stateside listening fan base. I don't want to get any hate mail, any pelters. What was I going to say? Yeah, have you got any Arsenal players? We didn't really finish on the Liverpool-Arsenal game. Have you got any Arsenal players?
Ramsdale was an... I haven't at the moment, but, I mean, obviously, there's just the obvious ones, isn't there, that I'd be looking... I mean, although I think... what's his name? The defender they've signed from Brighton in the summer, he seems to be doing all right. I've seen some clips of him playing pretty well and sort of getting forward as a centre-back, and he's still only 4.4 million. He seems like a bit of a bargain. But they've got some really tough games coming up, haven't they, Arsenal? And I know they seem to have turned it round, and they're sort of grinding out clean sheets and victories, and Ramsdale's doing amazingly well in goal. I mean, he could be the answer to my goalkeeping crisis, but I think with those fixtures coming up, but then he might get a lot of save points. And you've got a Ramsdale, haven't you?
Getting Smith Rowe. That's what's stopping me getting Smith Rowe, those fixtures. I do have Ramsdale, yeah, but more of a sub keeper, sort of nest egg to sell at a profit at some point.
But form wise, Smith Rowe is just on fire at the moment, isn't he? So does it matter who he's playing? Yes, I think it does, actually. But I mean, he's he's one of the form players in the league, isn't he?
Hey, what about West Ham? They're away at Wolves, battle of the W's. West Ham have been on an incredible start to the season, haven't they?
I mean, Fournals is another one I can't bench, because I benched him the other week and I paid the price. So Fournals seems to be in a decent patch of form.
I seem to remember that Wolves were quite weak at set pieces over the last couple of years. That was one of their sort of issues.
Defending them.
West Ham, obviously.
West Ham are really good at
West Ham.
Yeah.
So it could be a good week for them.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'd fancy West Ham. I've got Sice still for Wolves, and he's going to be on the at the back of my bench, I think.
Sure. I wouldn't have minded Wolves for it. It was just that Palace result was such a surprise to me that I start to doubt
you
it.
Start to question them a little bit, their new manager, who's had a decent run. And then there's the but I'll be keeping my West Ham players. Obviously, I know you're a big doubter of Antonio, but.
I'm not a doubter. I had him at some point. I just, as I said, if you look at,
I mean, he will get injured.
If you took out the first three games, the first three games he started on fire, take those out. After that, it's very ordinary.
It's dropped off a bit, to be fair. It has, yeah. But
alternatives, and now they haven't got Ogbonna as well for the season.
Oh, is he out for the whole season now? Is he out for the whole season?
That's what I think. Yeah.
Dear. Oh dear.
Wolves, I'll hang on to Wang. You're not getting Jimenez now. You've been sort of
hang on to your Wang,
Jimenez,
Dan. Like, yeah, hang on to your Wang. Jimenez is the only one to get, but I don't think for this game. And they're looking at their fixtures is quite. I mean, maybe the next two. If I was to get rid of Tony and then bring in Jimenez from Norwich away and Burnley at home potentially, but then after
but
that,
then you've got that Liverpool City.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult after that, doesn't it? Really.
Yeah, not nice.
That's why.
I think the only team we haven't touched on, we haven't done Man U, Watford, or City, Everton.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm keeping Ronaldo for this, but even though he's been crying again after going out in the international break, I think away at Watford, you've got to fancy his chances. And maybe, I was thinking, because you know their fixtures get good, they're fairly good for the next, what, month, 2 months. ridiculous array of greenery.
Yeah. So I mean, they got Chelsea and Arsenal, but yeah, there's one of the best fixtures between now and mid-January. One
trying to look at whether I can afford De Gea, but De Gea's looked suspect, doesn't he? Like that goal, that goal against Man City, God, he looked very suspect, yeah.
Yeah, but they said he was like man of the match. He made a
massive howler. Yeah, that's true. Maybe he's because he's still a relative bargain at five.
It's just Varane being out for them. That seems to be a big difference maker having him in when he played. Outside of that,
Wan-Bissaka's getting a lot of grief, isn't he? Wan-Bissaka's getting a lot of grief. Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah. Weird because I don't see a lot of him, and I know he's not as good going forward as they want. But I remember a Palace fan saying he thought he was really good when he was young, wasn't he?
That breakthrough season he had, he was great. Really good.
Yeah. Oh, well. And City, no one catching your eye, Everton. Everton ground out a good draw there against Spurs the other day.
Yeah, I mean, have Everton got any people back from injury yet? Because they were badly hit. You know, Calvert-Lewin's still out. But they've got Richarlison's still fit.
Richarlison's back, and, you know, De Gea seems to be on the sort of... He was a big form player to have to buy. Yeah. Are you still with him?
No, I got rid of him because he looks like he's got goals in him still, and they play him in quite an attacking role, but...
And Dina, by the way, Dina's he's gone down 0.4 since the start of the season, so he's going to actually start looking like quite an attractive option.
At that price, maybe 5.1.
I've got to say, after Boxing Day, maybe, because until then, I don't like their fixtures, so I'll keep him clear.
Don't open Digne until after Boxing Day. Oh, yeah, they've got a nice little run, haven't they? Yeah, worth flagging for the new year. Yes, but obviously, you won't be putting Cancelo on the bench, will you, Dan, again, in a hurry?
No. To be honest, this week, as opposed to the other week when I knew I'd have a good bench, I'm not as confident in my team this week. I mean, I've got the likes of the Brentford duo and Mount, question marks over Mount, and Chilwell. I mean, as long as he provides assists, you're all right. But I don't know about a double defence of him and Mendy against Leicester and some of their upcoming fixtures. So I'm a little bit trepidatious at the moment. Saka, I shouldn't really have. I should have had Smith Rowe.
You shouldn't really have him, should you? But I think he's still a decent Saka for Arsenal.
Not for FPL.
No. What about captain choices, Dan? Because I think I'm looking at Son Heung-min, really. You know.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He's not got his fact. He goes away to.
Oh my God! North Korea. Wait, yeah, has he been?
South Korea. Sorry. South Korea, guys.
When did he fly? When's he flying? Do you know?
Oh, he's back.
You know his itinerary, but when did he fly back? You know, was he?
I'm not like a K-pop fan. I don't know. He's in and out. So I'm just saying it. He always has one of the longer jaunts.
You've now got me worried. Yeah. No, I think he'll be okay. Hopefully. He's a. Well, I would say he's not. He's quite injury prone, isn't he, Son Heung-min? I hope the travel hasn't affected.
He had the odd knock. In fact, he had a knock. He had a knock while he was away, but then he was pictured back training.
Oh, there. Ronaldo away at Watford is tempting. Yeah. What about you?
I'll probably go Salah, but it might be the last of these Salah weeks.
Oh, of course.
Against Arsenal.
What, you're thinking of selling him? There. You're thinking of becoming Salah?
Well, that'll be Kappa Nations, but their fixtures, Kappa by the way, Nations. Are still pretty good, Liverpool's.
Yes, so, they are. That's why I sort of wanted to get Tiskamas in, Tsimikas, because at the moment all I've got is Trent, and I want to change that. But and Mane would normally be a go-to guy, but he's going up to the African Cup of Nations, obviously, isn't he, as well? And Jota, I had him earlier in the season, and he was a bit...
frustrating tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a bit frustrating, certainly, yeah. Anyway, there we go, Daniel. I nearly called you Dave.
Thanks,
Mick. I'm sat in the seat where I sit opposite Dave on the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, so that's why I suddenly thought I was talking to Dave Berry, but I'm talking to Dan Pryor.
Never heard of him.
Similar accents, sort of savant.
Hey, just before we go, quickly to flag, I think it's the next episode, but it might be the one after, is our 200th episode.
Oh, wow.
How we mark that, but if anyone has any bright ideas, Game Week HQ on the Twitter or Facebook. And
200th episode. In a couple of weeks, is it? What are we going to do to mark the occasion?
Probably next week.
We can't celebrate with any of our jingles. They've all been wiped out by the copyright people. We could do a live show, Dan. Should we do a live show? Not sure where we'd do it.
I don't know what that means.
we just come on. We just go to like a pub, an upstairs room in a pub, and talk to listeners in a pub, and we do a live version of the podcast. I mean, it's fairly clear what that means, a live show.
Are you? Yeah, but you're not allowed in away from your home during pub opening hours. When is the last time you've been in the pub in London?
In London. Yeah, I often don't come back into London to go in the pub. Yeah, but I mean, we could do it.
Yeah, well, I ain't going down where you live. It's miles away.
We could do it somewhere in the middle. I don't know, somewhere in Kent. Yeah.
Oh, dirty Kent. Right.
Tunbridge. Tunbridge Wells. I'm not sure there's the demand. And many of our listeners, we've got such an international listener base down that I'm not sure we could. I don't think there's any real benefit in it for them, is there?
The time difference. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's not bother. But let's just sell off some more of your non fungible puns, and that'll probably
maybe just. Regale us with some tales of your memories of the podcast over the last 200 episodes.
200 episodes. God, that's a lot of us droning on, isn't it? That is many
and I should
hours
also
of droning.
Thank Han Burks, who gave us a 5-star review this week on iTunes. Thank you.
Han Burks.
Yes, I don't know if that's a Hamburg kind of reference or if that's his real name, in which case I apologise.
Yeah, either way, thank you very much. Lovely stuff. Okay, right, Dan, well, let's see how it goes then. You're not going to give us anything away about your signings. I'm probably going to get Gator.
Oh, I'm going to go with my gut. Remember, I told you for instinct.
Yeah, great. Go with your gut instincts. Lovely. Okay, nice one. Well, we'll see you on the next episode after this round of fixtures. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.